This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tornado ravaged Missouri.
It's just the mess that there is, the trees that are down.
Nationwide student walkout over gun violence.
Many of us live in fear that our school will be next.
On subpoena for former VP's January 6th testimony.
Pence won't appeal.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A deadly pre-dawn Missouri tornado. Now, cleanup is underway 100 miles south of St. Louis. Bollinger County Sheriff says there is significant destruction in and around the rural community of Glen Allen, with at least five people dead. Based on early data, the tornado received a preliminary EF2 rating, packing wind speeds of 130 miles per hour. KMOX's Kevin Colleen describes the damage.
The blonde wood that's been ripped out and exposed to the open sunlight, and there's just debris such as roofing insulation and cookbooks, and somebody's mailbox is just lying in the middle of the field.
A tornado was also reported in Iowa. Mary Miller's Pleasantville home is damaged.
People say it sounds like a train. It was actually very, very quiet. And we ran downstairs and then looked out our basement windows. We could just see everything flying everywhere.
After last week's deadly mass shootings, school shooting in Nashville, students nationwide walked out of classes demanding lawmakers take action on gun safety. Beth Austin is a high school senior in Western Washington State.
We're just not seeing anything change with the amount of tragedies that are happening.
Demonstrations also took place in Uvalde, Texas, site of last year's mass school shooting. Reporter Chris Fox.
There were simultaneous walkouts in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. These kids from Uvalde High School, still angry with law enforcement's slow response at Robb Elementary, where almost a year ago, 19 students and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman.
Killer, killer! No more! No more! No more!
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The federal grand jury investigating January 6th and Donald Trump's handling of classified documents is more likely to hear from former President Mike Pence. CBS's Stephen Portnoy explains why.
In initially fighting the special counsel's subpoena, Mike Pence cited the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which limits the questions members of Congress can face in court. He said as president of the Senate, he was entitled to that protection. Last week, the chief judge of the D.C. District Court agreed, ruling that questions to Pence touching on his ceremonial role should be off limits. But Pence would have to offer other testimony related to Trump. A spokesman says because his initial position was vindicated, Pence won't appeal.
Wall Street closes lower on the latest signs of a slowing economy. The Dow closed up 80 points. The Nasdaq fell 129. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
He offered the greeting every morning from 1985 to 1999.
Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
Former CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch has died in Washington. He covered the Pentagon and the State Department, in addition to politics, campaigns, conventions, and more.
The emergency ejection capsule did jettison the...
Bill Lynch was surrounded by his family when he died in Lawrence, Kansas. He was 77. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest on a new job survey.
The Job Loss Risk Index from the Conference Board shows industries with the greatest risk of layoffs include information services, transportation and warehousing, and construction. Jobs in government, private education, healthcare, accommodation and food services are lower on the risk index. The rankings took into account several factors, including an industry's sensitivity to monetary policy and the state of its pandemic recovery. Industries higher on the index may have ramped up during the pandemic, but the demand has now tapered off.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. CBS's Jim Krasula reports on a big change in the political landscape of a key battleground state.
North Carolina State Representative Tricia Cotham has switched from Democrat to Republican.
The party that best represents me and my principles and what's best for North Carolina is the Republican Party.
The move gives Republicans veto-proof control of both chambers of the North Carolina legislature. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy defends his meeting with Taiwan's president in California earlier today. China has protested U.S. engagement with the island and its leaders. McCarthy says China should not do anything to retaliate.
It's not our intention to escalate. We want to continue to build and foster democracy and freedom. And there should be no fear.
Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an anti-vaccine activist, says he's challenging President Biden in 2024. Kennedy has filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Park Auto Show opens to the general public this weekend. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has a preview.
One common theme here at the New York Auto Show, electric vehicles. A new electric Ram pickup, a big EV from Kia, a small EV from Hyundai. Mark Stewart, who runs the Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram brands, says auto shows still have a special place.
Our loyal enthusiasts, they want to see the new products. They want to put those booties in those seats, and that's why we want to be across the country at the auto shows.
One high-profile non-electric vehicle, a new version of the Jeep Wrangler. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, New York.
The New York Auto Show runs from April 7th through the 16th. The Jewish holiday of Passover begins tonight at sundown. It celebrates the biblical story of the Israelites escaping slavery in Egypt. The holiday lasts through April 13th. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.